Welcome to the VA Health Systems Research Investigator Insights podcast series.
This is Maria Hecht from the Center for Information Dissemination and Education Resources, and I'm talking with Omonyele Yele Adjanyan with the Center for Healthcare Organization and Implementation Research out of Bedford in Boston. It's an HSR-funded research center.
Yele is currently working on her DRPH.
And we're going to be discussing some work that she's been conducting with both Christopher Miller and Kate Iverson in the area of intimate partner violence. Yele, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Maria.
So tell me, Yele, where are you in your academic journey right now?
In VA, I have recently been funded with an ADIL. ADIL stands for Advancing Diversity in Implementation Leadership. I just got this grant a couple of months ago. And this grant will be essentially to do dissemination work. And that's what I'm also going to be using for my dissertation. To be more specific, the Behavioral Health Interdisciplinary Program with QUERI has been working for many years now, implementing team-based mental health approaches across VA. And they have published, I think, at least 10 peer-reviewed publications at this point on the work that they've been doing. But there hasn't been any work on trying to disseminate those findings directly to the providers and the veterans. Peer review publications are not palatable or accessible to the general public. And so my project that I got funded for is really to take those 10 peer reviews articles and to work with a group of providers and of veterans to try to disseminate it for those audiences. So identify what outcomes across those 10 articles are relevant to each group, prioritize them, and then work with them to identify what is the right way to package that information, what is the right channel to disseminate that information so that they can absorb the knowledge. So my interest is really in knowledge transfer and more specifically disseminating findings in implementation science and health services research directly for the people on the street, the people who need that information to better their lives.
That's really great to know, because I think that one of the challenges that we all see in VA research is we have this great research program and we have so many different wonderful results that really impact veterans directly and policy directly. And if not impacting veterans or policy directly, we have a lot of findings that impact caregivers and how they provide care. I'm just going to mention the ADIL grant is a fairly new program from the Quality Enhancement Research Initiative, through which we are really trying to focus on bringing up younger investigators who are focusing on equity and diversity issues, which are so, so important. So congratulations on the ADIL grant. That's fantastic. So let's talk a little bit about the intimate partner violence screening. Again, you've been working with Kate Iverson and Chris Miller. How long has VA been addressing and screening for IPV?
Back in 2013, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force has recommended that healthcare providers screen all women of reproductive age for intimate partner violence and provide services to those women who screen positive. And in line with that, the VA made its own recommendation for evidence-based intimate partner violence screening programs in primary care. So they're wanting to start in primary care, but the uptake has been slow and incomplete. In order to address that slow uptake, the VA Office of Women's Health back in 2020, so about 4 years ago, led this initiative to implement IPV screening in women's health primary care clinics, which has been the focus of the work. Great. I've done with Chris Miller and Kate Iverson.
Great. So the next question that I have for you is sort of, when you think about the general public, I think that, you know, everyone assumes that women are usually the victims of intimate partner violence, but that's just not the case. What has the team and the work learned about the overall impact of IPV?
So you are correct when you say that intimate partner violence affects everybody. It doesn't matter the gender or the type of relationship they're in. But women are disproportionately affected by intimate partner violence with worse health outcomes. To give you specific numbers, 1 in 3 women experiences intimate partner violence in their lifetime. 1 in 4 men experience intimate partner violence in their lifetime. Our study really focused on trying to implement routine IPV screening in women's health clinic, primary care.
Discuss a little bit about the work, the overall program of implementation in primary care, the evaluation. In doing the work, was there anything, was there an outcome that have surprised everybody that you really were not expecting to see?
So the VA Office of Women's Health led this initiative where they use what they call external facilitator experts that were paired with each participating site, and the external facilitator was providing personalized training and technical assistance to help sites implement IPV screening. And our team was the independent evaluators of this process. And so for a period of 6 months, sites interacted with the external facilitators to help them integrate routine IPV screening into the clinic workflow. And as a result of that, women seen in primary care during the program implementation were nearly 3 times more likely to be screened for intimate partner violence than women who were seen prior to the program. So definitely this initiative had an impact. Now, our evaluation extended beyond just the implementation. So we looked at IPV screening rates 1 year after the implementation was completed. And even there, we saw that 7 out of 9 sites were able to continue screening for IPV even after the implementation facilitation has been completed. What was surprising, I would say, was that not all sites were faring the same way in terms of maintaining the screening rates past implementation.
And did you determine a particular factor that contributed to that?
So we did some qualitative analysis. We had interviews with people who were involved in the IPV screen implementation program themselves, and there were quite a few factors that affected how well sites were doing. I will give you one example. There was one site that started very well. So during program implementation, they had screening rates of 62%. But 1 year later, that site fell to 23% in terms of screening rate for IPV.
Wow, that's a big drop.
Drop, yeah. And then our qualitative evaluation revealed that that site experienced a particularly large reduction in numbers of intimate partner violence champions. The champions were people who were available at the site, really driving the implementation, following up on positive screens, and helping really integrate IPV screen to routine care with the nursing staff and the providers.
So if you lose the champion and you lose the advocate for the program, then you lose the numbers, and
exactly.
And women veterans are not, you know, or veterans in general are just not getting screened because
exactly.
You're not having someone who's really there to support that.
Yeah.
Did you get a sense of who those champions were? Were they across the clinical spectrum? Were they operations
folks?
Social workers, generally.
Okay. They were social workers who were trained and who mm-hmm. really facilitated. They were integrated into the primary care teams, and they could do handoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So providers could screen women mm-hmm. and do direct handoffs to sites that did really well.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of leadership support, and support not just in lip service, but really promoting IPV screening, providing the protective time,
mm-hmm.
The staffing, the resources that the clinic needed.
Mm-hmm.
And those leaders were engaged in such a way that the IPV assistance program coordinator can come to those executive leadership meetings and report on how IPV screening is progressing. And that visibility and that support really gave the message that this is something that is expected
mm-hmm.
and valued. And so IPV screening was flourishing.
How important is it to evaluate while you're doing implementation science? Why is it important to prove that it works?
Implementation science is really trying to reduce that, you know, delay between having mm-hmm. an evidence-based intervention yeah. or an evidence-based practice and having it applied in the field mm-hmm. to really impact health outcomes. It is important to do the evaluation as you implement, because implementation happens in different contexts
mm-hmm.
and it's not a one-size-fits-all. Different clinics, facilities have different contexts, rural versus urban, the type of population they serve. That makes it such that the evidence-based practice or intervention has to be tailored to the context. And that evaluation allows us to identify what are barriers and facilitators specific to that context and to adapt as needed. And so we're talking about intimate partner violence screening. This initiative started with 9 sites. What we learned from those 9 sites through the evaluation is going to inform us as we expand to other sites, because ultimately we would like IPV screening to be routine everywhere in the VA. But without that knowledge of factors that affect the success of IPV screening being routine and sustained, we can't be successful in really scaling this up.
So that is a perfect dovetail into the final question that I have for you, Yele, and that's, in the best of all possible worlds, where do you want this work to go? What do you want it to do? What's the end outcome if you could say, I run the VA and I want X?
So if I had a magic wand,
yes,
everyone in the VA, not just in primary care, will be screened for IPV and will be appropriately followed up or referred or connected to the service that they need. In the best of world, there won't be IPV at all.
100% agree with that. And I have one final question for you, Yele, and that is, what brought you to VA?
I have been in VA for over a decade now. I came in as a project manager, and I really enjoyed the work. I felt like I was part of something bigger than myself, which is kind of why I went into public health and got my master's to begin with. But I really felt that the beauty of VA is that we are not just a research center at Choir, but we also have the clinical care, and what we learn and the research we do can be directly applied. And so you can see the work you do in contributing to direct change in clinical care practices, and that is why I love it so much.
Thank you so much, Yele. This has been a terrific interview, and I really, really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding recording may not necessarily reflect current or yet to be implemented formal VA policy. To learn more about this work, visit the VA Health Systems Research website at www.hsrd.com. .research.va.gov